time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, which could be a children's song or a show tune or a familiar pop song or even a familiar melody from the world of classical music, and he takes that familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Bob Grant is on the phone from Fayetteville, New York, just outside Syracuse. Bob, great to have you.
Thank you very much. Happy to do it.
Bob, what's your musical background?
Well, I'm an organist, have been a church organist for years, have degrees in that.
Oh, wonderful. And is that a profession for you or a fun musical sideline?
It's a fun musical sideline. I'm an architect by profession.
Ah, any connections for you between architecture and playing music?
Oh, I believe so. I know another fellow who does this with the same avocation I have. I don't know the connection altogether, but there always seems to have been one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a famous quote that architecture is frozen music.
Yes, and people who are good at mathematics tend to be musically inclined. It's another one of those odd correlations, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what kind of structure Bruce Adolph has built for us here.
Okay.
Bob, if you're ready for your piano puzzler, your job will be to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck, maybe we can brainstorm on this together.
Sounds fine to me.
Okay, Bob Grant, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. So, Bob, what do you think?
Well, the tune is Greensleeves, or that's how I know the tune.
Yes, Greensleeves.
Right.
That's correct.
I'm going to have to take a stab at Debussy or Ravel.
Well, pick one.
I knew it. Well, with the whole tone stuff, it could be either, but I'll just say Debussy.
Pick the other one.
Ravel! Oh! Darn it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's great. Obviously, if there weren't a real piece hiding in there, it would be a little confusing if it's Debussy or Ravel. And it is hard to tell.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, it's based on the Sonatine of Ravel.
Oh, I actually do know that piece.
The last movement, which begins...
Yes, just like it, of
And
course.
Then, actually, what a funny thing is, the next measure by Ravel is this. And then... But if you start here and change it, you can get...
Oh, okay. Well, these things are weakly clever. By that, I mean W-E-E-K-L-Y. I'm clever on a weekly basis.
Yes, I'm glad you caught that, because I was going to pounce on that myself.
No, yeah. They're amazing, as was this one. It's just great fun
to
listen to your skills. I know you're a composer quite well known beyond this, though. So.
I write my own music most of the time.
Right, yeah.
And then somehow or other, I find myself writing these puzzlers just enough to keep this going.
Yeah. Well, it's just amazing. Some of the things are impossible to catch. But that's part of the fun.
Absolutely.
Well, you got this one pretty quickly.
Well, thank goodness.
Greensleeves, or What Child Is This, in the style of Maurice Ravel, not just in the style of Ravel, but actually borrowing the last movement from the Sonatine by Maurice Ravel. Organist and architect Bob Grant from Fayetteville, New York. Bob, what's your public radio station?
WCNY Classic FM.
A great classical music station in Syracuse, New York. Bob Grant, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.